Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Want to see me, Coach?
Yeah, Campbell. Come on in. Sit down.
Something bothering you, Coach?
Yeah, something's bothering me. You're a great receiver, Campbell. You're fast, not afraid to go over the middle, got great moves. I should feel good about you, but I don't.
How come?
Well, the way I see it, it's my job to teach you guys more in football. It's to teach you to take yourself seriously. Now, when you got that first earring, I didn't care. I didn't like it. I didn't say anything. Because you're playing so well, but now you got two of them.
And I'm playing better.
Why? Because your head's balanced now?
Coach, I mean, you remember last season. I was dropping every ball. I mean, I couldn't catch a pass. And I tried everything. And then my girlfriend met this mystical faith healer who gave her these earrings. And he said that the silver was mined from holy ground and that whoever wears them has great power. So I figured I'd wear one, and all of a sudden I was holding on to everything. So I decided to try the other one too, and now I'm unstoppable.
So if I buy you a string of pearls, you think you're gonna win the Heisman Trophy?
I'm telling you, Coach, these things are working. And not just on the field, either. I mean, I'm doing great in school. I've got a ton of energy. I'm happy all the time. I mean, these are powerful. I felt it as soon as I put them on.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Let's try a little experiment. You take them off just for one day, huh? How about a practice, and we'll see if it's you or the jewelry.
I don't know, Coach.
Now, come on, you give them to me. And if you want them back, I'll give them to you at the end of practice. Now, you go get changed.
Yeah, put it down right here.
Hey, what's in the box?
Building across the street from me is having a garage sale.
You bought all this junk?
Will you hear for how much? See, I have this little garage sale strategy. I wait till dusk, you know, after everybody's left. And then when people are about to throw away all the stuff they couldn't sell, I show up. Look at this toaster oven. Look at that. How much do you think I paid for this?
You paid for that?
No! You got it for free! There's more.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get a tetanus shot first.
It's a Harmon Killebrew model first baseman's mitt. Feels great. Good thing I didn't buy those hockey pants.
Now you get this junk out of my office.
It's not junk, Hayden. It's got some good stuff in here. Look at this. Look at this. It's an old picture of a lady. She's waving.
Who is she?
Looks a lot like my Aunt Helen.
She's not.
Yeah, but I don't have a picture of my Aunt Helen. Oh, gee. Hayden, look at this. This is a $25 U.S. savings bond. Oh, Jeff, do you know what this is worth?
Geez, I don't know. Let me guess. $25?
Hey, this is dated 1873. I mean, these things go up like 7% every year. Oh! Oh! Oh!
those things go up 7% every year. It's 120 years.
Yeah.
Let me. Times 0.07 compounded annually. Man, I'm getting a lot of zeros.
You getting any other numbers?
819,000.
I'm rich!
Oh, wait a minute. You really think you found $800,000 in somebody's garbage?
I guess not. That'd be crazy. That'd be insane. Excuse me.
Pay no attention to him. What's up, Kelly?
Nothing. You know those 60 resumes I sent out, the ones you helped me with? Guess how many job interviews I got?
Less than 60? Less than 30? Less than 10? Did you put stamps on them?
I got one. Do you believe that? All these companies are coming to campus for recruiting, and I get one lousy interview. I mean, I gave up my dream of becoming an actress so I could settle for a real job, and I can't even succeed at settling.
Oh, honey, now wait a minute. I mean, things are tough out there. At least you got a shot, and that's all it takes. When's the interview?
Tomorrow, if I go.
What do you mean, if you go? Kelly, this is a big break for you, honey. You finally graduated. You're going to be going out there into the world. This is a first step.
They're interviewing 30 kids tomorrow. What chance have I got?
Well, none. If you go in there with that attitude, you got to go in there believing that you should get the job. You're right for the job. You're perfect for the job. What is this job?
It's an advertising agency, a trainee's position.
Well, then you are perfect for the job. They're looking for somebody they can train. You're completely untrained. That didn't come out right, no.
No, it didn't.
But honey, you got to go. You gotta go to the interview, you gotta do your best, and even if you don't get the job, it'll be a great experience. Come on, Kelly. This is important. You gotta take it seriously. And what are you gonna wear?
I don't know.
Well, here. Take my card, and you get yourself something nice to wear.
I don't want your money, Dad.
What are you talking about? You always want my money. Now, please, I wanna buy you an outfit.
I'll just wear something I have already.
Kelly, this is important. I want you to look professional, successful. Please. I don't want to do this for you. You get yourself something nice to wear. Where do you usually shop for clothes?
It's a store called Rags in the St. Paul Mall.
Yeah, well, now, don't go there. Hey, Christine.
Hey.
What's Kelly's car doing out front?
Oh, I went shopping with her for a new outfit.
Yeah? Well, how'd it go?
Great.
How great?
What do you mean?
I mean, how much?
Your credit card's on the table, cooling off.
Oh, Kelly. You look fantastic.
A lot of good it's gonna do me. No one's gonna hire me based on how I look.
Oh, come on. Don't start getting down on yourself again.
Well, why should they hire me anyway? I can't do anything. I have no direction in life. I have no skills.
Well, honey, you're supposed to feel that way. You're a liberal arts major.
Hayden.
Well, what? I'm not criticizing. I mean, a lot of people come out of college and graduate and they have no marketable skills. I'm saying she can rise above that. And look at Christine.
Excuse me?
Honey, when you graduated from college, I mean, you were kind of in the same boat, right?
Well, not exactly, darling. I was a journalism major. When I graduated, I was prepared to be a news writer.
Well, what job did you get?
I'm not sure that's relevant, sweetheart.
She was a weather girl. I don't have anything against that, but on a skill level, if you can use a magic marker and point, you're pretty much set.
As opposed to being a football coach, where you have to learn how to use a whistle.
You guys are missing the point. At least you both knew what you wanted to be. I don't even know why I applied for this job. I'm gonna go there tomorrow and make a total fool of myself. I don't know anything about being an advertising account executive.
Well, what do you know about?
Acting.
Well, can't you act like an advertising executive?
You're forgetting, Dad. I wasn't a very good actress.
That's not true, Kelly.
People said I was terrible.
Well, what the hell do people know? Come on, this is the biggest role of your life, Kelly. Hey, pretend you're in a play about the advertising business, and you got the part of Kelly, a young advertising trainee. Now, what kind of girl would she be like?
All right. I'd be ambitious. I'd be strong, smart, decisive.
Can you play any of that?
I can try.
That a girl, Kelly? Now,
okay.
You got 24 hours to create a character. Now, what does this interviewer want to see?
Kelly Fox, advertising trainee. Confident. Professional. Witty. focused.
That's great, Kelly. You might want to work on the witty.
Okay. Oh, thanks, both of you. I'm going to work on this tonight. I'm going to go change.
Well, I got to tell you, I am feeling pretty good right now.
That's because you think we're past the weather girl crack.
Weasley little crooks.
Who?
The United States government, that's who. They're not going to give us our $800,000.
They said the bond can never increase beyond its face value, no matter how old it gets.
I already had the money spent, too. You got $150 seat cushions for my car. It's got $69.50 for a carpet cleaner. I was going to buy a new suit. Now I find out it's worthless.
It's not worthless. It's still worth $25.
$25? Yeah, you still get the new suit. Come on, darling.
Hey, Kelly. How'd the job interview go?
It went great. I got it.
Huh?
I got it. They needed someone right away, and the guy liked me and offered me the job.
You're kidding! Oh, man, Kelly, oh, man, that's great!
I can't believe it!
You can't believe it?
Well, you said I deserved the job!
Oh, come on, I was just bucking you up. Gee, this is great, Kelly, this is fantastic. Tell me all about it.
Oh, it's a great agency. They have all these really cool accounts, and they needed somebody creative, but who could sell themselves?
That was you.
Yes. Oh, you and Christine helped me so much last night. I can't tell you. I was up until 3 o'clock this morning planning exactly what I was going to say and how I was going to say it. I was so psyched when I walked in there. It was unbelievable.
And this is a paying job, right? I mean, this isn't one of those trainee things where you pay them.
No, they're paying me.
I love a child that can earn a living. When do you start?
Monday. Oh, I've got to pack, I've got to close up my apartment, I've got to get a plane ticket. Oh, my God, I'm going to do everything.
What do you mean? What, plane ticket? Where's the job?
New York. I'm moving to New York. Can you believe it?
New York?
I'm moving to New York. I can't believe it.
Neither can I. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's really wonderful.
Were you upset?
No, I'm not upset. I'm just, I'm a little surprised, Kelly.
Dad, I'm just moving to New York. It's not like I'm being drafted.
At least when you're drafted, you've got the gun.
Dad, I'll be fine.
No, I know you'll be fine. I know that. When do you have to leave, Kelly?
Well, I have to book a flight for first thing Sunday morning.
Sunday morning? Today's Friday. I mean, that only gives us the weekend.
Not even really. I mean, I have to pack.
Okay. Can't you come over to the cabin for dinner tomorrow night? We're going to want to say goodbye. Christine's going to want to say goodbye.
Sure. Tomorrow night's fine.
Good.
Okay. Well, I better get going. Hey, thanks, Dad, for everything.
You're welcome, Kelly.
I got it!
More pie, Kelly?
No, thanks. I'm stuffed.
It's grape pie. What kind of pie is this?
It's apple pie.
I know that. What kind of apples are these? Pippins? Granny Smith's?
Pippin.
I love a good pippin. Peach pie is good, too.
Sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Guys, what are we doing?
Just talking pie.
Instead of talking about Kelly leaving.
It's silly, we're all thinking about it.
And we don't want to talk about it.
Great coffee.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right, guys. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. My flight leaves at 6. I really gotta go.
Oh, Kelly, are you sure you don't need a ride to the airport?
Oh, no, they're sending a limo for me.
A limo, huh? Gee, somebody had to die for me to get my first limo ride.
Okay, let's not make a big deal out of this. Let's not get emotional. And we're not saying goodbye. We are saying, see you soon.
I'll see you soon. I'll call you tomorrow night from New York.
Good. I want to hear everything.
I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much.
You are the dearest.
Yeah. Okay, guys, come on, look, break it up, break it up. Please break it up. Now, come on, you got a great big job. This is a happy occasion, damn it.
Right. Bye, Christine.
Bye, Kelly.
Come on, sweetheart. I'll walk you out. Well, I guess this is it, Kelly.
I guess it is.
You know, I thought there'd be more time.
What?
To do the things we never got a chance to do. I never got to take you fishing.
We could still do that.
Well, we never got a chance to take a vacation alone together.
We could still do that.
I never built you a dollhouse.
Well, maybe it's a little late for that.
You know what I mean, honey. It went by so fast.
Did you think I was going to live around here forever? You knew when I came here, it wasn't going to be forever, right?
No, there's something you should know, Kelly. Your father's an idiot. Yeah. I don't want to get heavy with this. You're going to be leaving for New York. I mean, it's wonderful. It's a great thing. I mean, it's... Are you nervous, Kelly?
A little. I mean, New York City, you know.
Oh, you're gonna do great there.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. You're gonna do so great that they're gonna open an office in Minneapolis and they're gonna put you in charge of it. Will you come for a visit?
Of course. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Come sit with me for one more minute. I know you and I have never had a typical father-daughter relationship, but just kind of seeing you leaving right now, it just... I feel so completely typical. And you're going. I know you should go. And I want you to go.
there's a big part of me that just wants you to sit here on this swing for the rest of your life. I love you, Kelly. Very much. Now you get out of here.
Mm-hmm.